Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Fitness with Feldman. I'm Dr. Justin Feldman from Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance, and we've got Dr. John Nunez with us again today, and we're going to talk about something that is near and dear to both John and I. We're going to talk a little bit about running and training for running, racing for running, and different methods and ways of thought and how we like to go about our training. So I know that let John give a little bit of his background running wise. John, why don't you give everyone your kind of competition resume here?
All right. I grew up playing soccer, so I guess that's running in and of itself, but I didn't do my first
run. It's a lot of falling and flopping, no?
Yeah, faking. We had to take acting classes once a week. So, okay. You know. My first road race wasn't until 2010, so that was right before I went to grad school, and that was my first 5K, and I loved it. You know, I always hated cross country. I watched my sister run cross country, and I was like, oh, who would want to run that long? But in reality, I love it now. Now it's, you know, one of my favorite things to do, get out and exercise. So I've done a number of long runs. I've done, you know, my Ironman training, done half Ironman, 5Ks, 10Ks, halves. To be honest, 5Ks and halves are my favorite distance. I'm not a fan of 10Ks. I don't know. It's just me.
That's a weird number.
It is weird. I just don't like it. So that's primarily what I stick to now. And like you just said, Justin, you know, creating your training plan is so super important. And one of the reasons I hated it and was very afraid of running was, you know, oh, how am I going to put in the training for that? And in reality, a lot of people think that you have to go out and just run as long as you can for as fast as you can to get better. And if you're a new runner, that's going to be, you know, you're going to get some gains from that. You're going to get faster, but performance is going to kind of plateau, or you're going to get injured.
Right. If you've never done anything, just doing a little bit,
you're going to get better.
I know I got into running because when I was done rowing in college and in grad school, I started to swim a lot and get back into some swimming. And a friend kind of coerced me into signing up for a triathlon. I fell in love with triathlons, but I was never a runner. I never enjoyed running. I only did it. My saying was the only reason I run is because otherwise I wouldn't get to the finish line of the triathlon. And then I decided that I was going to take a year off and just run as a way to get better at running. And I dared my sister, who then dared my dad, to do a marathon. And that was the start of me kind of really actually falling in love with and enjoying running. Up until then, it was always torture, and I hated it. But I find that a lot of people do just what you were talking about. They will come in and say, hey, I'm doing a half marathon. I signed up for a 5K. And their training is what I like to call just the typical long, slow run. I think one thing that people don't think about when it comes to running is, like anything else, it's a skill.
Yep.
And there's technique, there's tactics, there's drills for it. And that part of it sometimes is a little bit more important and something people spend way less time on than the pure mileage. I know from a swimming standpoint, when I was a swimmer in high school, we used to have a coach and he used to have this saying called garbage yardage. And the idea was, you got to do the drills, do that stuff. Don't just do mindless laps back and forth in the pool. You're not going to get any faster. And for some reason, I think running, people try to get away with that garbage yardage or garbage miles type philosophy.
Yeah, give a purpose to your workout. You know, get the benefit from it. You can easily work smarter, not harder. And you can get faster and you can run longer by actually running less each week than you would otherwise. And, you know, the other thing is, like you said, people just go out for that long, slow run. And I think you're going to talk about the different types of runs throughout the week when it comes to program design. But that long run is actually that's what takes the longest for your body to recover from. So if you're just going out there and you're doing multiple long runs per week, you're actually going to get tired quick. Your body's not going to be efficient. It takes the longest to recover from that, which is why typically, I think you can agree with me, most high-level runners or even just successful runners, they only do about one long run a week. The rest of them are shorter. Sometimes they're a little bit more intense and harder. But, no garbage mileage out there.
Yeah. And I think the other part you start to see is you get people who will do every workout to their maximum effort.
Yeah.
And that starts to become a little bit of a problem. I think one thing I try and really, really strive to patients and clients when they come in and start talking about running is not to be afraid to get really good at heart rate training.
Yep.
And I like to talk about zones and that zone 3 workout, that middle ground, you know, don't be afraid. You can train at a little bit of a slower mm-hmm. pace, a little lighter intensity. And a lot of the studies have shown there you can make a lot of gains with way less stress on your body going yeah. into it that way.
I did the Tough Man Triathlon down in Croton a few years ago, and if anybody knows that race or that run portion, it's all a hill. You run from the bottom, you run all the way up the trails up to the mountain, and it's just about 6 miles up and about the same down. You know, a little less to get from the race course to the mountain, but the I trained all by heart rate for that race. I used heart rate to kind of gauge how fast I was going up and down the hills. I didn't even look at paces, and that was one of my best half marathons in a race in, I think, my two-year racing at that time. So heart rate can be super effective, and it's easy, too. You just look at the number. You either run faster or you run slower.
Yeah. I've also really started to enjoy the idea, and you're starting to see it come out a little bit more and become a little more popular, this whole idea of building multiple workouts into a day. So I know working on marathon training, what I hated was that 20, 22 mile run, and it would be that dreaded Saturday morning, and you would just get up and slog through the miles. And now you're starting to see a lot of research that's really benefiting the idea of maybe starting off the morning with a 12 mile run and then finishing off in the afternoon. Later on, you get home, take a break, relax for the day, and then do 6 to 8 miles of interval work. And that's equivalent to a way higher workload. You're getting better at running on tired legs. Mm-hmm. You're really pushing that, but you're not putting that continuous load on your body. And it's amazing how many fewer injuries you see coming from yep. that. And you don't have to build your mileage up so much. So that 20 mile day is actually kind of high. You're starting to see some new marathon training research really pointing towards a 16 mile day
yep.
being the most that you need.
Yeah, you definitely, you just hit a great point. Obviously, we're talking about those longer races, the half marathon, the marathons. For the 5Kers, we're not going to be doing 20 mile days. Don't worry.
No, definitely not a good idea.
But you're not going to run a marathon in training to train for the marathon. And that's what we mean when we say you're going to be training smarter, not harder. It's you know, people get scared, I think, because it's daunting thinking that, oh, how am I going to be able to run 26 miles all the time? And you definitely don't have to do that. That's a great point. For the 5Ks, same concept applies, though, for people who are new to running and they want to get that 5K done. Is you're not going to go out and run, you know, 3.1 miles, you know, 5 days a week. Some days are going to be a little bit of a longer, slower run. Definitely not the pace you're going to run on race day. And then other days you may be doing, you know, working on maybe, you know, half mile intervals or working on speed for shortened periods of time, maybe 3 minutes at hard intensity and 3 minute rest, you know, 3 minutes of hard intensity or whatever it might be. But essentially you have to break down each distance into its components and just train at those components for a certain speed or pace or heart rate, whatever it is. And then ultimately you put them all together for, you know, the final presentation, so to speak.
Yeah. I think the interval training thing is finally making it into the endurance world in the amateur side. I think the pro guys have been doing it forever.
They've known.
And they've known what it is, but it's that, you know, amateur side where people were just doing those really long runs, or even, you know, 5K runners just going out and running 3.2 miles and going for that run. And so you really need to build those intervals in. I mean, I like to use the analogy of strength training where you say, okay, you're going to do 3 sets of 6 repetitions. All right, well, you're going to do, you know, 3x800 or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. And you might run at a higher pace, but then you get that walk of a lap or a little bit of a walk or a little bit of break in between, and you pick it up again. And you see way bigger fitness gains. You see way bigger VO2 max gains. Mm-hmm. You see way better performance gains. And I think people have more fun.
Yeah.
Doing it.
It breaks it up.
Not so boring.
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, I happen to love the track, too. I could sit there at the track and run laps all day.
Yeah.
People always tell me I'm crazy. I don't know. I happen to like it.
You break it up like that. You do laps. You can really get some good gains.
Yeah.
All right. So we're coming upon our 10-minute mark there. That's going to be our introductory episode for running. Oh, John's got one more thing. Go ahead, John.
So when it comes to running and training, this is something I see a lot, too, especially in the wintertime. You know, I see a lot of people running on treadmills. Then I talk to people, and they say, oh, hey, you're a runner. Oh, let's talk, or we chat about it. And invariably, somebody says, oh, yeah, I train on the treadmill, and, you know, then I go outside. And I see the same common trend is they train on the treadmill, and they get to race day, and their legs are dead. So one thing, you know, treadmills are great, especially like Justin said, for intervals. But one thing that happens is the treadmill really doesn't allow you to use your posterior chain muscles, your glutes, your hamstrings, your calves to push you forward. And a lot of times people who do a lot of volume on the treadmill rather than actually outside, they tend to not develop the proper strength and endurance and the muscles that they need come race day. So I think that's also a good point out there. So, you know, as part of structuring your training, don't rely too much on a treadmill if you find yourself doing that. I know it's cold sometimes up here in the Northeast for us, but you know, you warm up quick outside. That's just one thing that I found is a really good program design and training tip that I was given, and then through research I kind of found out. So I think that's important.
No, definitely. All right. So thank you very much, everyone. I'm sure this will be the first of many episodes where we get together and chat about running. Thank you for listening to Fitness with Feldman. I'm Dr. Justin Feldman.
I'm Dr. John Nunez.
And as always, subscribe on iTunes. Find us on Facebook at Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance. And if you have any questions, comments, things you'd like to hear us talk about, we'd love to get some suggestions and we'll get them on the podcast. Thank you very much. Have a great day.